Panthers Radio in association with Synomics. You've made some changes, head coach Gary Graham. We'll talk about the one coming in first of all, Fabrizio Ricci, who's come from the Dundee Stars. What attractions does he give for you?
Well, Fabs, he's got some good size. The main thing is he's good on the forecheck. He finishes his hits. You know, he's willing to scrap and stick up, you know, for his guys. You know, you seen that in that Sheffield game a week or two ago. And, you know, he just plays with a lot of heart and passion. And I think, you know, spicing them into our lineup and putting them with a couple good players would be good for our group. I think our forward group, we've lacked that this year, is a guy that really buys into blocking shots all the time, finishing hits, you know, giving us energy when we need it, especially on the road. It looks like when we need that momentum, somebody to do something for us, we've struggled to have that guy to do that. And, you know, he's willing to come in and play that role for us.
Doesn't happen a lot in this league, but how important and how vital is it that he knows this league mid-season? It's a rare pickup. That's important, though.
It's important. Yeah, he knows the league. He's played in a couple years ago. You know, he's played in the Coast, a similar kind of league. And this year, he's already been skating, been playing. You know, it's not like you're getting a guy off the couch. You know, sometimes right now, when you're trying to make moves as a coach, you're talking to a lot of guys that are still kind of, that haven't been in training camp, that they, you know, they say they're at home skating with their skills coach or something, but like that means you're not in game shape yet, right? So then, you know, you got to worry about that. So I like the fact that he's been playing. I've seen him play firsthand, and I think he can help our team.
With this signing, you've had to let someone go, the departure of Andrew Johnston. How difficult a decision was that to make for you?
It's always tough. I mean, I worked extremely hard during the summer on signing Andrew Johnston. I still believe he's a very good hockey player. And, you know, these things happen sometimes for whatever reason. You know, as a coach, you always look in the mirror at yourself. You know, why didn't it work out? You know, did you not put him in the right spots? You know, did you not see the right things during the summer? So, you know, I think as a coach, you're always disappointed. But, you know, when you sign 16 new players, you're not going to go 100% from the field. You know, everybody knows that. So that's where, you know, you have to be willing to make changes. And you know, I think what our forward group I've seen from this team is we have a lot of too many of the same type of forwards, you know, and that's where, again, we need some sandpaper. We need some jam. You know, I told the fans during the summer that, you know, I want to be a team that's tough to play against, and we're not, and it's very frustrating for me. So, I mean, you got to look at sometimes personnel changes to try to get that identity.
You mentioned the fans, and that strikes me because I saw you in Saltbox after the game chatting to a few of them for a while there. How great, I mean, the boys signed autographs for nearly 2 hours. How great was that turnout, hey?
Well, it was great. I mean, listen, you know, when Omar and I came in, I mean, you know, we talked a lot to the fans during the summer about what our vision is, what we want to do, and you know, we've both put in a lot of work on trying to get this thing in the right direction. And obviously we're disappointed with the way the season started. We've been playing good, better as of late. But I think, you know, again, you know, we got to start putting ourselves up to a higher standard with our group and what our goals are going to be. And, you know, we can't keep sitting around and being patient and waiting for things to happen. You know, I heard some fans say the other night, well, you know, you got a lot of new guys. It takes a while to get chemistry. Like, you know, I'm okay. I was okay with that for maybe the first 3-4 weeks, but like, no, it's no longer, these can't be excuses anymore. And we just got to find a way of getting more consistent, you know, win one, lose one, win, you know, this is not the standard that we're looking for. And
just a word on the injury situation. Alex DeBow went out of the game. We're not quite sure at the moment how many games he might miss. We're still finding that out, but he could be out of the lineup for a short while. Jack Berry, I guess, has shown enough for you in recent games when he had that last spell that you can rely on him.
Oh, yes, and I love Jack. I love what he brings to our team. You know, it's, you know, when Doobie came back, you know, it was tough. He had won, I think, what, 4 or 5 games or something like that. So, you know, to put him on the back burner, it kind of stinks. But, you know, Doobie is our number one goal. That's what we signed him to be. And I had to get him back in the flow of things after missing some games. And I told Jack, I said, you know how it goes. You know, you're going to get a chance to get back in the net sooner or later. Who knows how? And now we see how. You know, we had an injury to Doobie. So, you know, he'll be ready to go. And, you know, he's in shape. He's a positive guy. You know, the guys like playing in front of him. That's great.